joining us now. Superstar with the New South Wales Swifts, international with England. And she played her 100th Super Netball match last week, a 77-73 extra time win it was for the Swifts. It was a thriller over the Queensland Firebirds. Helen Housby is joining us. Helen, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm very well. It was a nice little overview.
And just as well, we just had that text saying, you know, you gave, it was Shane from Mittagong's daughter, a shooting training session. So tell us, off the court, you've got a, what is it, a venture called Clutch? Is that it?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so I have my own coaching business called Clutch with double H at the end. So I've got my initials in there. But I've been doing a lot of work since last, I think it was September I started. And, you know, I do one-on-one sessions. I do big group sessions because I was finding I was getting, you know, a lot of requests for people to either get coached or to just have, you know, messages and things. So, yeah, being able to put it into a business was really cool. So, yeah, that's a lovely message to hear. And, yeah, I'm still doing sessions in Sydney and it's about to go global. So, yeah, very exciting.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, awesome.
That's very well done, Helen. So congratulations. And talking about grassroots then, here in Australia, we know netball is very strong. What about in other countries, like we, you know, England, for instance, over there in some of the countries in Europe? How strong is netball?
Yeah, it is. It is very strong in England, and it's the highest participated sport for girls, similar to Australia. I know everyone plays netball at school. The professional league, I'd say it's maybe about 5 to 10 years behind the Australian league. So Suncorp Super Netball is definitely the premium product when it comes to professional netball in the world. And then I think the UK league and the New Zealand league are fantastic leagues, and, you know, the girls are getting great contracts and things, but I do think they're kind of on the catch up to Australia because you guys do it so well out here. And then, yeah, there's plenty of countries in and around Europe that play netball, love netball. You know, Scotland, Wales, Ireland have all got teams. It kind of reminds me of like the Six Nations in rugby. So you have like South Africa and yet you have all of these teams that love their netball. But yeah, I'd say definitely Commonwealth countries is where netball's played the most. And Australia definitely lead the way in terms of the professional league.
Well, let's give your coaching business a plug. And I see you can access it all over your social media. Is there a website? Because I just type Clutch into Google and all it wants to do is send, you know, make me buy a handbag, which obviously I don't want to do. So give us the website as well, Helen.
Yeah, it's Clutch, clutch.com.au. If you go onto my Instagram or Clutch's Instagram, there's a link in bio and you can find it all there. But yeah, all of the sessions, there's netballs you can buy. And if you want to, you know, organise something, you can just chuck me a DM on Instagram and that's easy enough.
All right, let's talk about what's happening on the court. You took on the Firebirds last week and you got away with it, but you started slow.
We did, yeah. We definitely didn't have the performance that we wanted. I think the first three quarters felt completely different to the last quarter, and it's something that I think we need to tackle because, you know, against other opposition and in other circumstances, we might not get away with it. And, yeah, I think we had a great fight back, and to come back from 8 goals down in that last quarter and then, you know, be so composed in extra time to win the game was great. But I think there are still underlying issues around first three quarters, but I think especially the first quarter and the first half, I think we need to find a way to kind of dominate from the start and not wait until the clock's up against us to actually find that momentum.
So 2 wins, 1 loss early in the season. How do you assess the start to the season then, Helen? Because you've got a pretty settled squad, don't you, from last year?
Yeah, we do. And I think that's something I've loved is since I came about 8 years ago, a lot of the core group have remained the same. So it's nice to kind of still have that. And yeah, we've had 2 wins and 1 loss, I think, honestly, not bad. Compared to last year, I don't think we've won the first 2 games of the season. So, you know, it's a decently long season. You know, everything, you know, plays out how it plays out. And I think that first game against Lightning that we lost, it probably taught us a lot of lessons. And, yeah, we definitely didn't play our best. But I think in historical times, we've played against Lightning 3 times in a season and lost and then beat them in a grand final. So it kind of, it's an odd one to wrap your head around because sometimes a team shows up on the day and they're just a better team. And yeah, I think for us, it's about nailing those basics and nailing the processes that go into a win rather than thinking about outcomes.
And Helen, reflecting on your 100 games at the Swifts, and you've been in some really good teams, how does this group of girls compare?
Oh, like, incredible. I absolutely adore the Swifts, and this current group are super special. I think one of the things I love the most is it kind of feels like sisters at this club, and I think that's to do with a lot of the girls aren't actually from Sydney. Obviously, I'm from England. We've got a girl from Trinidad. We've got girls from Adelaide, Melbourne, so people are coming to Sydney, and you essentially have to use each other as your support network and as your biggest fans and your family and your sisters and the people that you hang out with outside of netball. So that's been something I've loved, especially, you know, being from a different country. But I think on the court, we've got game winners all across the court. We've got diamonds. We've got people who play for Trinidad. We've got people play for England, and it's so, so exciting and so vibrant, I think, the brand of netball that we play. But I actually think other teams are starting to try and emulate that when they're playing their own game.
And overall, Helen, your last 12 months, I mean, you've re-signed with the Swifts. Now you've played 100 games in Super Netball, and congratulations for that. You've helped England to a World Cup final appearance. You're awarded an MBE as well. So I guess moving to Australia several years ago, now that proved to be the right call.
It did prove to be the right call, yes. And to be honest, at the time, I was, you know, it was probably a bit of a 50-50 because I was 2 years through a degree. I actually did zoology at university, so I did animal biology and still love my animals and science and things. But I was 2 years through that degree. And, because of the institution that I was at, the University of Manchester, I wasn't able to complete it anywhere except Manchester because they're quite a traditional institution. So I knew that essentially I was choosing netball over that degree, and it's definitely paid off. And, you know, a lot of people around me were great support to make that decision. But my mum always said that, you know, I've got time to go back and educate and go back to uni after netball. But, you know, your sporting career is only a finite amount of time. So, I'm very pleased with that decision.
And Sunday, the West Coast Fever, 3-0. This is a heavyweight clash, isn't it, between yourselves and the Fever? How do you limit their effectiveness and get the win against them on Sunday?
Oh, it is. And I think, you know, Fever have stamped themselves as probably the team to beat so far this season. I think if you look at the table, not just the fact that they sit at the top of the table, but I think the number of goals that they score and their defensive efforts, they've been pretty impressive. So I think for us, definitely starting well and taking it to them in that very first quarter, because I think Fever are a team that if you let them have their own way, then the game can very quickly slip away from you. So I think for us, starting very well, having very clear processes and what we're doing attacking-wise and defensively. Obviously, they've got Janelle in the circle and she is very hard to stop. So I think you need to find ways to stop the ball before it gets to the circle edge, because once it gets there, it's very difficult to stop it getting into our hands.
Well, Helen, really great to talk to you. Good start to the season. Well done to get on the 100th game and go well against the Fever and for the rest of the season as well.
Awesome. Thank you.